USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
Haiti asking the U.S. to send 500 troops to protect the country's infrastructure, ports, and energy systems. This comes after Haiti's president was assassinated this week outside Port-au-Prince. Over two dozen people suspected in the attack, including two Americans. No word on a motive or who's behind the attack. The U.S. sending investigators from the FBI and Homeland Security. 15 more bodies found Friday in Surfside, Florida, in the rubble of a collapsed condo. 79 dead, 61 remain unaccounted for, and search crews remain at the scene around the clock.
The pile that originally was approximately 4 or 5 stories is now almost at ground level. So the progress that our search and rescue teams are making is really incredible.
Surfside Mayor Charles Burkett. Extreme heat continues across the West. Record time temperatures expected this weekend in Death Valley, 130 degrees, and Las Vegas, 117 degrees. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health. You've been hearing our messages for a while. You've heard Wayne Allen Root and his extraordinary testimony of what's been going on.
And women, if you have a husband that is struggling or needs a loving nudge, I encourage you to nudge him off the couch and go check out our masterclass on our website, including the amazing testimonials.
And these testimonials are just real people. They're not famous or high-level production. This is real people. People talking on their iPhone. People sitting across from their spouse. They share their real story. For the past 23 years, tens of thousands of people reversing arthritis, diabetes, high blood pressure, neck pain, back pain, migraine headaches, brain fog, lots of challenging things. Be a beautiful, beloved skeptic.
And come check us out at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
Tropical storm Elsa brings two tornadoes to New Jersey. The National Weather Service confirming overnight tornadoes in Cape May and Ocean counties. No injuries reported. Changes coming to classrooms this fall. The CDC announcing Friday it's recommending all students K through 12 return to the classroom. The CDC says students benefit from in-person learning, and safely returning to in-person instruction in the fall 2021 is a priority. You can see the recommendations at cdc.gov. Meanwhile, Pfizer announcing this week its COVID vaccine may be losing its effectiveness in preventing the virus. The company says it'll seek emergency use authorization for a booster shot. Dr. Anthony Fauci being asked if people need booster shots.
Right now, they don't. We feel that ultimately, at some point, we may need a boost as the durability of the response wanes. But we don't know that right now, and we don't know when that will be. But we are certainly in the process of trying to find out.
Fauci on ABC News Friday. Dr. Fauci also telling CNN, we respect what the pharmaceutical company is doing, but the American public should take their advice from the CDC and the FDA. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
President Biden signed some executive orders. Tim Berg has more.
President Biden is signing an executive order that he says will promote competition in the American economy. Speaking at the White House, Biden says competition keeps the economy moving and growing.
I'm a proud capitalist. I spent most of my career representing the corporate state of Delaware. I know America can't succeed unless American business succeeds. But let me be very clear. Capitalism without competition isn't capitalism. It's exploitation.
The executive order is comprised of 72 actions and recommendations. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The daughter of an NFL great will compete in the Olympics. Here's Lance Pry.
Former UNLV and 16-year NFL quarterback Randall Cunningham returned to UNLV after retiring to finish his college degree in the early 2000s. His daughter, Vashti Cunningham, on Fox 5 in Las Vegas, is starting to steal dad's spotlight and will be competing in the Tokyo Olympics.
Straightforward. I definitely want to go and win the gold medal, but also to, you know, keep my focus on the things that I've been training for and, you know, just my relationship with God. I think it's easy to, you know, get focused on other athletes or focused on the competition, but going into it, one of my main goals is to really just remain on the mission that I'm on.
Vashti will represent the United States in the women's high jump and can be seen August 5th through the 7th. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.